Why can't mermaids be real? Well, firstly, they would freeze and struggle to survive in the frigid ocean waters. Brr! You know, those skinny Disney types would turn into icicles. The truth is, the human body isn't built for prolonged aquatic adventures. I mean, come on, who wants to hang out in bone-chilling depths? Sure, there are warmer spots near the ocean surface, but if mermaids wanted to set up shop at the bottom of the deep blue, things would get frosty real quick. Water temperature drops like a pop balloon the deeper you go. So, what would a cold-resistant mermaid look like? Hairy and big. Imagine a super fuzzy aquatic mammal or an extra plump mermaid rocking the underwater fashion scene. Not exactly the image we had in mind, huh? Secondly, they just can't cherry-pick body parts like in a mythical buffet. Mammals and fish play by different rules. Fish don't have the warm-blooded hairy vibes that define mammals like us. It's like trying to merge a human with a fish. Evolutionarily speaking, that's a big no-no. Our human lineage and the fish clan took different paths long, long ago. They're distant relatives, like that cousin you see at family reunions and awkwardly wave at from a distance. And don't even get me started on digestive dilemmas. Fish and mammals have completely different plumbing systems. When you imagine a mermaid with a mix of mammalian digestive powers and fishy hindquarters, well, things just don't add up. Let's dive deeper and separate fact from fishy fiction. If mermaids needed to swim up to the surface for a gulp of fresh air, they'd require a blowhole instead of a regular nose and mouth. You know, just like our crocodile friends with their handy nostrils. Breathing underwater ain't no easy feat, my friends. Now, if mermaids were all about that aquatic life, they'd either need gills that they curiously lack, or another clever way to supply themselves with oxygen. Marine mammals have evolved anatomies that allow them to survive those lengthy oceanic excursions. Human divers, on the other hand, have their lungs shrunk in size when they go deeper due to the pressure. Some whale species have special rib cages to protect their lungs during such moments. Plus, they've got that fancy myoglobin stuff in their muscles and blood, which loves to cozy up with oxygen. Mermaids would need something similar in their toolkits. Now, let's not forget about those gangly human arms and fingers that serve us so well on land. Hello, pizza time! Sadly, in the water realm, they're not ideal. If mermaids had been around longer in evolutionary terms, maybe their arms would have undergone some serious makeover. If mermaids had a lengthier evolutionary history, those arms would need some adjustments, that's for sure. Unless, of course, there was a good reason for their existence. Maybe their environment would require them to be food-gathering aficionados rather than speedy swimmers. So you see, the mixture of human and marine anatomy may offer the worst of both worlds. The challenges remain even if we reverse things, with human legs at the bottom and a fish head on top. Hey, want to kiss the girl? No. Gills for easy breathing? Handy indeed. Yet, what about those exposed human parts struggling to withstand the ocean's wintry charm?
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The Fiji mermaid was a curiosity that gained popularity in sideshows during the 19th century. It consisted of the torso and head of a juvenile monkey sewn onto the back half of a fish. This peculiar object was presented as the mummified body of a creature believed to be half mammal and half fish, resembling a mermaid. P.T. Barnum, the renowned showman, acquired the mermaid and exhibited it in his American Museum in New York in 1842. The mermaid's appearance, described by Barnum himself, departed from traditional depictions of mermaids as attractive beings. Instead, it was described as an ugly, dried-up creature frozen in a painful-looking pose. It was another hoax promoted in those times. I know, this sort of breaks the spell. But if the water is going to get dangerously cold, then realistically, mermaids would spend some time fattening up. Basically, they would look like sea lions. It all comes down to the freezing temperatures of water at some point. This made me ask, what if the ideal place for these ladies was underground caves and Arctic waters? Well, let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, mermaids discovered a wondrous secret in the deep ocean depths, where sunlight could barely reach. In this realm of imagination and possibility, they stumbled upon a hidden underground springs and caves adorned with intricate coral formations. These enchanting locations held a secret that would forever change their underwater lives. As the mermaids ventured deeper into the mysterious subterranean world, they were mesmerized by the shimmering light refracting through the crystal clear water. But it wasn't just the ethereal beauty that captivated them. It was the realization that these hidden springs and caves offered more than just aesthetic charm. These subterranean water systems were connected to vast underground reservoirs, providing a bountiful source of fresh water. The mermaids reveled in the tranquility of this land. The gentle sound of trickling water soothed their spirits, while the soft glow from bioluminescent organisms illuminated their path. News of the subterranean springs and caves spread among the mermaid community, and soon, these sites became cherished gathering places. Mermaids would share stories and songs, their melodious voices echoing through the caverns, creating an atmosphere of joy and enchantment. There was another place where they could live happily, the icy Arctic and Antarctic regions, where frost and snow reigned supreme. In this realm of imagination, the mermaids had evolved to thrive in the extreme cold, defying the expectations of the underwater world. Their resilience and remarkable abilities allowed them to navigate frozen environments. In these frigid waters, the mermaids revealed their wondrous adaptation to the icy domain. Their iridescent scales glistened like ice crystals, shimmering with hues of blue and silver that mirrored the frozen landscapes around them. They possessed an innate ability to regulate their body temperature, enabling them to withstand the biting cold and icy currents. To navigate through the frozen terrain, the mermaids developed special features. Their tails transformed, bearing a majestic combination of sleekness and strength, resembling the magnificent flukes of the Arctic whales. With each flick, they propelled themselves effortlessly through the dense icy waters, moving with a grace that mesmerized everyone who saw them. Within this frozen wonderland, the mermaids found solace and purpose. They became the guardians of these icy realms, nurturing delicate ecosystems hidden beneath the frost-covered surface. Okay, well, maybe the story is just one version of how reality could unfold, but we do have real-life mermaids in our world. People admire these creatures so much that they create events and communities to swim together while wearing costumes. In the UK, there is a mesmerizing mermaid who is admired by a lot of people. Her name is Hannah Caddick, also known as Mermaid Torva, and her tail showcases the vibrant colors of the local sea life. The Portland Week event is organized to raise funds for an environmental group, and Hannah, who resides on a nearby houseboat, is part of the growing community of mermaids in the UK. Like other mermaids, Hannah uses a monofin, a large single flipper that propels her through the water. These monofins can be quite expensive, with silicone tails costing over £2,000 and often being meticulously handcrafted. So, would you consider getting a tail and joining this community? Or would you prefer to be a spectator and watch them from the shore? And here's a short useful fact. Nowadays, when we hear the word siren, we often think of mermaids. But let's not forget that sirens were there to blur the line between life and the beyond and to serenade everyone with an utterly irresistible song. While plenty of water-dwelling temptresses are out there, the sirens were the real deal. They lured sailors. But mermaids aren't the same as them. Mermaids are enchanting and nice creatures. And these days, sirens are what you hear when fire trucks, ambulances, and police cars drive by on their way to help someone. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.